week. Let's hear from you. Talk at beat102103.com for your emails. Right, let me read this, see what you think.
Go for it.
Hey, Niall, show. I have a dilemma for your slot. I went on a second Tinder date on Friday night with a girl. The first one was promising and she is a very nice girl. I said I'd book an Italian as she said it was her favourite food on the first date. We went and just got some bruschetta, let's say.
I love bruschetta. Is it bruschetta?
Bruschetta is
I always
Italian
just said bruschetta.
Yeah. She used her hands, which I did think was a little odd, no. But I get that tomatoes fall off, so it's just easier.
Yeah.
Anyway, fast forward to the main course and she ordered spaghetti bolognese. Lads, I'm still fecking at a loss over what happened next. She used her hands. I mean, for all of it. At one point I looked at her and she had the bolognese mince in one hand and the spaghetti in the other. I said it out. What are you doing? She said she went travelling last year and really embraced tasting the food without cutlery. She said it's a game changer. I said, I was okay, thanks. I don't need to find out. I felt like the whole restaurant was staring at us, but she had not a care in the world.
Good for her.
She's looking for a Valentine's Day date. Should I run or go on another date? I'm very confused over this.
The only food you can go for is pizza.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Cause like, yeah.
And you won't even eat pizza with your hands in a restaurant.
I know I'm a bit strange. I do use a knife and fork for my pizza in general. But I... like.
This is like the dump dinner thing I mentioned on Friday. It's just crazy.
No, but even with the dump dinner, they dump it out, but they use a knife and fork to eat it. Like they're not using their hands. Like, I can imagine your absolute shock and disdain at like one hand with the bolognese and the other with the spaghetti, and there she is. But like, there's two things going on. One, like, it is a bit like, if you're going out with somebody for the first time and you're not in the comfort of your own home and you're sitting opposite someone that you don't know, like, I mean, you do want to try and make a good first impression, you know? When someone's shoving mints into their face with their bare hand, like, it's not,
like,
it's not an image that
would
leave.
Did she even cut the spaghetti, like, into smaller bits, or was she just pulling out the strings?
I don't think we need to go into the detail of what way she, like, that's not the crux of the matter here. The problem is that, like, she's very comfortable with who she is, right? And you probably, like most people, I would say, but I guess I'm almost thinking of Niall in this situation with the level of secondhand embarrassment that you would suffer. You wouldn't be able for it. Like, some people are going to say, this girl enjoyed her food. She's paying for it. She's at a nice restaurant and this is how she wants to eat it. And some people would say, let her off. She's not doing any harm to anybody.
Yeah, it's not putting in or out on anyone.
But then there is probably a little bit of, like, you know, you're in a restaurant and maybe, you know.
You step up.
Yeah. But is it a reason to run away? I probably wouldn't run away from her. I would probably go on another date.
Yeah, but you'd have to be cautious about where you go. Like, eating out is now an issue for him with her. Like,
well, you could go to McDonald's. Mm. You could go for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You could go for sushi.
Mm.
Yeah, there are.
I wouldn't go for a Chinese, although I'd love to see you eat your 4-in-1 with your hands. No. I'd love that.
I promise you, I'm never going to eat my 4-in-1 in my hands. I mean, I suspect, right, because I don't think WhatsApp is flying this morning, I suspect people are at a loss as to what piece of advice that we can actually give this guy. Mm. I would say, go again. Go on another date with her. What is to lose by bringing her out again?
What if you went for a family dinner, though, like a Sunday roast
but
or something?
You're not there yet. Imagine eating a carvery with
your hands. Yeah. The carrots.
And the gravy falling through your fingers.
Okay, thoughts, please. 085 102 9103.
A lot of defence for this girl.
Yeah,
this
we
morning.
Might start with Miriam, who's making the point a number of people are making.
Come on, Miriam.
First of all, I just want to say, Shona, you're not alone with eating pizza with a knife and fork. My sister does all the time, and I think it's kind of funny. But anyway, we eat a lot of food with our hands, to be honest. But spaghetti is an unusual one. Mm. But when I was in Kenya, I just find it fascinating how they eat with their right hand. It was always the right hand, because obviously the left hand was for other things. But with the right hand, and the way that they could pick up spaghetti and spin it around their fingers, and like it was way less messy than when I eat spaghetti bolognese with the spoon and the fork and the with the fingers it was way easier. But I still it wasn't something I brought home with me. I'm not sure if we're ready for it in Ireland, but yeah. Oh, I don't know what he's supposed to do. I mean, it might be the only thing she with and that is unusual. There's loads of other things that she's going to be eating with her hands that you won't find weird at all.
Yeah.
So it's just one thing for the moment. So I definitely will go on another day.
Thank you, darling. Okay, Miriam, I need you to come back to us. There's great confusion. So eating with the...
Oh, so I don't know if you want to go there.
No, No, but what are you doing with the left hand?
I suspect they use the left hand for something else, like.
What? Mm. What's that got to
look
do with
up.
Eating?
Look it up. Let's get to some of the text messages. Again, Jade making the point, different cultures eat with their hands. My mom used to mind kids from India, and if we were at their house for dinner, no forks, but spaghetti is a bit messy. Maybe go for pizza or Supermax.
Morning, you beautiful people. Sorry, but there are foods you don't eat with your fingers. If she's going to eat... Oh, no. You left me read this out. I didn't want to read it.
You wanted it read out. Go on.
If she's going to eat like that, take her to the park and play fetch with a ball with her. Says no, Prob Rob. No, I think that's unkind.
Awful. Jenny in Cortown says, guys, just in regards to the dilemma, it's actually very common in other cultures to eat with your hands. And I say, good honour. We've embraced so many different habits from other countries over the years. So this one shouldn't be an issue either. Everyone has the right to do their own thing. Good honour, I say. Feck trying to please others and be socially acceptable.
Susie said, Niall, lovely to hear somebody say bruschetta properly.
Mm. Okay. And Darren Ritchie says, morning guys, no way. Yeah, he needs to tell Edwina Scissorhands to use a knife and fork in public. You getting a little education on the WhatsApp now about what the left hand is for show?
I don't do that, so why is it no?
They may not have the same sanitary facilities as us.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Now you're on WhatsApp. Now you want to tell me what's what.
We're back tomorrow on The Dilemma. You can email talk at beat102103.com. And if you have a slightly ruder one that you'd like us to feature Friday night at the Set Theatre on Daily Dilemma Uncensored, same email address, talk at beat102103.com.